Hello.
Hi, Caleb.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good. You've been doing okay?
Yeah, I've been doing okay. My son has the flu today, so we're just hoping the fever comes down so he don't have to go to the hospital. But other than that...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good.
Yeah, you're not anywhere near L.A., are you?
Oh, I'm about an hour away.
Oh, gosh. You are fairly close.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are okay and stay safe out there.
Yeah, we're doing okay so far. We'll hightail it the other direction if we have to.
Hey, Amy, can I ask you for your help, please?
Yeah, if I can give it, I will.
Can you get me in touch with the manager? We're trying to get this website. Actually, anybody to answer us. There's been like some type of orange bar or virus put on the web, and we're trying to get the website taken down, but we've got to get permissions from Local Splash. Can you get me in touch with somebody? Cause we keep getting, my guy keeps getting told, he gets appointments scheduled and nobody calls him and then says, oh, well, we're too busy. Hey, you have to reschedule. And that's happened 3 times now. And
he's
not
talking to Local Splash then, because there's no record of that in here anywhere.
Really?
Somebody else, I promise you. We spoke back in October on the 22nd, and then that was the last time that we spoke with you, and then it shows that there was an inbound call on Friday, which you got a new guy, and he probably didn't, he's brand spanking new, he probably had no idea what to do. But I can definitely put you in contact with somebody to relinquish the website, not a problem at all.
You are amazing. Thank you so much. Can I like cash app you like $50 for helping me?
you're so thoughtful. It's okay. Don't worry.
Oh no, I'm being serious. You've helped me out a lot with this. Let me bring it up now as a thank you, because you're going out of your way when you don't have to. I'm going to do this right now. What is your cash app?
It's AmiRae. So Amy Ray, 4816.
4816. There you are. All right. I'm going to send you, make sure this info looks correct based on what you know about Amy Nelson. Well, that's about all I know about Amy Nelson. Well, all right. I sent you, hold on one moment, please. There it goes. Now I can say it. I sent you $50 as a thank you. Can you give me information who I need to talk to?
I'm going to do you better. I'm going to set an appointment time, a specific appointment time for them to call you and what phone number to call. So that way you know exactly when the call's coming in and there's no gobbledygook about it. So I can do tomorrow. We've got between 2:30 and 3. We've got tomorrow 4:30 and 5, or 6 and 6:30, or 6:30 and 7.
Let's do tomorrow. You said 3:30?
3:30 is the one that's not available. We've got 2:30 or 4:30.
Let's do 4:30, please.
You got it. So what's going to happen is they're going to call you from the 877 phone number. Now, which number you want them to call? You want them to call this number we're speaking on right now?
Yep, just call me direct and then I'll patch and we'll do a three-way call.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, because then we don't have any problems. So the number ending in 5312, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send that over right now. That appointment time is going to be locked in, and when a member of our Local Splash team will call from the 877 number. Okay?
I don't know what the mix-up is. Like, he's saying that he's been calling and been calling, and he 3 times he's been rescheduled. Is there somebody that if this doesn't happen, is there somebody I can reach out to and just call direct?
You can call me. I mean, the thing is the orange banner on the site sounds familiar, but because that's what we do when clients have canceled. But did you come in with your own domain?
No, you guys created a domain.
It was a domain that we built for you, right? We purchased it for you, and then we did it for you. So then there should be, did you purchase the domain from us? It's a $99 buyout.
I believe I did, yes.
Okay, they'll be able to check all of that, and if you didn't purchase, it'll be here in our records. Again, there's no record of him calling in and speaking. Now, if he called in and spoke to somebody, and he didn't say he was calling on behalf of your company, or he didn't have authorized use to call on behalf of your company, they're not going to tell him anything to protect you.
Okay.
So,
well, I appreciate that. So
let me do this. Hold on one second. Let me finish this note. Access to domain. This is a canceled client. Okay. So that's one thing. What is his name and his phone number?
His name is Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone number is
513-940-1085. 513-940-1085. Last name for Gavin?
What is it? Newsom.
You
know, it's crazy. I haven't thought of his last name in forever.
You're not serious.
Oh, wow.
That's the name of our...
Are you sure it's Newsom?
Our idiot governor.
Yeah. You said it. I agreed with it.
Are you sure?
Hold on. I don't know. I'm double checking Facebook because my wife's saying it's Newsom, but... that's the California governor.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
That's hilarious. And he's going to be your marketing guy?
Well, he's part-time, but yes.
Okay, so I can give him full access to the account?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'm just notating it here, okay?
Why can't I find this feller?
Spoke to Caleb.
All right, let me, that's hilarious. You've seen an hour into the day of my life.
That's okay. I understand, trust me.
I love my wife, but that is not uncommon.
That's so funny.
I told you it was Trump, Donald Trump. We knew right off the bat she was wrong.
Right.
But that'd be pretty dang cool if he was my marketing guy.
It would be, but you wouldn't need to talk to me at all. Okay. Well, I just put it in there for Gavin with his phone number, gave him access to the account. Now, I'm not sure. I don't see because I was the one who actually canceled your account. And then they gave you, I remember that they gave you partial refund, didn't they? Yeah, they gave you $350 refund. I don't think that you purchased the domain. That may be the problem.
Okay, so if I didn't,
The case, it's a $99 buyout for the domain. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That up front so you're not like, she didn't say nothing. So I've gone ahead and scheduled it in the Calendly. You can expect that call. And then if he were to call in beyond that, he should be able to get through. Okay?
Thank you. You are a big help. And do you mind if for some reason this doesn't happen, do you mind if I give you a call back here? Is that okay?
Not at all. That's perfectly fine. We're at the end of the day right now, so I can't get anybody on the horn with you right this minute, or I would. But if it turns out that we can't figure it out tomorrow, which I'm positive that we will, but if we can't, you call me back and I'll help you.
You are amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your time, Caleb. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.